Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawk in the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one is Professor Yinka saying that a kid born in 2010 is now 18 years old. She says that if you add 2010 and 2018, or 10 plus 8, it's 18. It's simple math. Sounds like the professor here is a simpleton. She's such a good and absolute mathemagician, and probably a DEI hire as well. I think that the math only holds up if she wants to smash someone born in 2010. The more edumacated people are these days, the less intelligent they seem to be. Up next, remember guys, this is what Democrats are like in a nutshell. Your rights end where their feelings begin. If they think your words are hate speech, i.e. they hate what you say and want to take your right to freedom of speech away. But what they don't realize is that once the right gets into power one day, the left's rights will end where the right's feelings begin. Those that don't learn from the 1930s German history are doomed to repeat the same lessons. Number 3, North Face offers their customers a 20% discount if they complete a racial inclusion course that includes white privilege. I guess we know which company is trying to bankrupt itself next. This kind of reminds me of when Dunkin' Donuts gave away free donuts for getting the jab. All this really is North Face shilling for the same people that shoplift from their stores. Because of that, they just raised their prices 20%, and their new slogan should be, just do shit. Moving on, people are praising Pamela Anderson for going around with no makeup, and for normalizing her aging at 56. It's those eyebrows that make her look awful, along with that facelift. Not to mention the wall hit her like a freight train. She's starting to look like a ghoul from Fallout. At least she supported Julian Assange and visited him when he was holed up in that embassy. Even he probably wasn't desperate enough at that point to get with her like this. Number 5, when a woman contacts you out of the blue after rejecting you, it usually means she hasn't found anyone else. The rule is you only give her one chance. If she comes back, then you're not her first choice. Don't be an eager beta orbiter giving her a chance. Don't be the guy waiting for her to break up with somebody else to have your turn. She could also be just looking for a rebound. Up next is Kaylee and a future grandma not-to-be because her 13-year-old son and his group of friends asked her how soon they could all get vasectomies. She's proud of her son and his friends, but I'm having trouble believing that a 13-year-old would even ask his mother this question. Of all the things that never happened, this never happened the most. The closest thing she probably has to a son is a 13-year-old cat. Number 7, Ariana Grande reveals that her ex-husband would intentionally turn the TV up loud so he wouldn't have to hear her crying every night. She wants to appear to be the victim and get everyone to turn against him. But why was she crying every night? Probably because she hit the wall multiple times. This is a smart man getting away from all those tears. But she's just looking to blame him for the end of their relationship instead of taking accountability. Moving on, we have Billie Eilish saying that men don't face criticism about their bodies because girls are nice. Actually, it's because men don't walk around with revealing clothing expecting to be glorified. The funniest line in her comment was that girls are nice. Also, guys don't really care about the criticism of our bodies because we don't care. If we did, women would actually be attacking our self-esteem through our bodies all of the time. Of course, they do that to fat, unattractive men all the time. This is what a future cat lady looks like. Number 9, we have a woman that glued her pee sleeve shut in order to frame her ex-boyfriend for kidnapping, as well as abuse. And she was found out and jailed in Spain for 10 years. To be fair, though, she probably won't serve the full sentence. Also, her fish-flavored taco is probably left looking like lasagna, after it was all Elmer glued shut. No man would have ever done that to a woman. That's absolutely horrible. It takes a real simp to get in there and get the nail polish remover and help it get unstuck. Up next, we have the latest in girl math. When a woman pays 50-50 with a man, it's too much. But paying 100% alone is perfectly fine. Becoming a wife is way too much, but a baby mama is okay. Being objectified by men is too much, but being on Lonely Fools, objectifying herself is fine. If a man cheats on her, it's too much, but cheating on him with his best friend is perfectly fine. It's all about those double standards. Number 11, women claim that all men cheat. But on the Maury Povich show, 90% of the men are not the father. Maury is just a discount Jerry Springer. It's just projection. It's either most women that cheat or want to cheat if they can find somebody better. But if they call all men cheaters or potential cheaters, then we can't call them the same. Most men are lucky to get access to one woman, let alone another one to cheat with. When women say all men cheat, they mean that all men they actually want cheat or have the option to. They don't see most men as even existing. Moving on as a woman in the top 3.7% of Lonely Fools creators, and she's living in a tent. If that teepee is a rockin', then don't come a-knocking. She can't even put herself into a nice prison cell because shoplifting has become decriminalized. I don't know what fronting the dog means, and I don't want to know. There's so much dog pilling these days that I can't take it anymore. Number 13, the next time a woman offends you, don't expect her to apologize. They explain instead until you become guilty. She'll make thousands of lies and excuses until you get mad, and now you're the abusive one, and she's the victim. The woman strikes out at you while screaming in pain. Up next, a man in Ecuador has legally changed his gender to gain custody of his kids, and trans rights groups are concerned. Looks like this man deserves a golf clap for unlocking a new family court cheat code. Robin Williams should have just transitioned to get custody of his kids in the film Mrs. Doubtfire, instead of turning himself into Mrs. Doubtfire. So does this kid have two mothers and no father now? Even male parents are now transmaxing to gain advantage because gender doesn't exist, unless it's in the family court, of course. Number 15, Tradwest says that America wants to ban spicy content, but not boomsticks, and that this is the way. Actually, they don't want to ban it. They just want you to hand over your government ID to watch it so they can spy on you, and that fits in with both the conservative rights agenda and the libtard left's belief system too. Imagine how crazy it's going to get when they try to ban lover bots and artificial wombs. Men will have to leave America at that point. Moving on, this man ended his pregnant boyfriend and then himself, according to the Popo. It takes a lot to unpack the headlines these days. I'm sad to say that Biden has now lost two very important votes in the upcoming election. Who would have thought that in this day and age, boyfriends can get pregnant? I better be careful if I ever date again, or I might just miss my period. There's so much to unpack there too. No wonder Trudeau is putting tampons in the men's rooms. Number 17, I also didn't know that the black inmates in New Jersey are now classified as white. Maybe they're transracial, or maybe the government is trying to skew the statistics in a sneaky way, so the crime doesn't look as good or as bad under certain demographics. Here are a bunch of white sex offenders in Texas, so it's not just the woke states doing it. Up next, we have the before and after picture of Katie Price, a model in the UK. Maybe a model F or fail, as she's clearly hit the wall. She's been fined for driving without a license now. She was also banned for driving for 2 years after crashing her Beamer into another vehicle. What's with English women putting yellow bronzer makeup on their faces? If that's what a model looks like these days, then I'm a handsome devil. Number 19, we have another model, this one on Lonely Fools. It was ranting online about having to pick up her sick son from school, which ruined her day. Mei Li here sees herself as the victim of online criticism and hate now. She's right, and this entrepreneur boss babe is trying to run a business, and the school has the audacity to call her and tell her that her sick son is her responsibility. Please. I feel really bad for her son because his mother looks like discount Britney Spears here. Moving on, the next Canadian election can't come soon enough. The Conservative Party, if it was held today, would get the most seats in Canadian history. And the new Prime Minister, Pierre Poilievre, also promoted himself through MGTOW tax. And he's a Bitcoin believer telling Canadians to buy it in order to opt out of inflation. All we need to do is get past the Liberal hate speech bill this year, and it'll be smooth sailing after that. Only 18 more months to go. Number 21, it looks like they finally exposed Taylor Swift. I knew she drank Bud Light after all. But I don't think that's a real picture unless she's a munchkin, because the man in the background behind her looks like he's 12 feet tall. But we also know that Taylor is really John Henner from Napoleon Dynamite and his bestest performance ever. Maybe that's why Taylor has a gender-neutral name in the first place. But I do know what she's got in her pantaloons. A Bitcoin hard wallet that she keeps for her $1 billion worth of Bitcoin. Up next, we have Kamala Harris's model stepdaughter. Yes, a model in the Paris Fashion Week. I wonder how much they had to bribe the French to put her in there. She looks about as fashionable as Jeffrey Dahmer, with those glasses. Either that or Weird Al Yankovic's little brother. The perm was popular in the 80s, and it's time for it to come back. Just not like this. She's just missing the stash, and she could easily pass for Weird Al for Halloween. Number 23, if you want to know why Canada's messed up, it's because people here, like this, are literally living NPCs, with no inner monologues. Olivia here is 22 and just figured out that she doesn't have an inner monologue after all, after listening to her coworkers. Her brain is probably the one on the left, and your brain is the one on the right. Looks like she's been told to think of chicken by the advertisers. The majority of women I've met only function on subconscious instincts. I read that 60% of people are NPCs with no inner monologues. Moving on, we have Skeletor saying to bring back the 70s bush. Sure, so I can lovingly floss my teeth while visiting the landing strip. The sign is also confusing because it can either mean girls not shaving or possibly George W. Bush, now that he's in his 70s. But seriously, I don't want my garden hose to get lost in the forest of cooch. Bad, Skeletor. Bad. Number 25 and the last one is a woman wondering why men hyperfixate on women's virginity. But women who want their husband to be a virgin don't go out of their way to mock men who aren't. Women want a hot, inexperienced virgin that can easily fall in love with them, that they can trap. But if they can't find a guy like that, then they value a man with experience instead. Unlike us men who value women with inexperience. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe over my X account. Link is below. Also, remember, I make these for free, so donate what you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.